when you are moving with people in relationship, you are always in danger. Life becomes sharp. Then you have a tone. Then your energy is not just resting, it is flowing. Look at the people who have lived too long in the caves or in the monasteries. You will see on their face a certain rust has settled. They will not look alive. They will be dull, almost to the point of being stupid. That's why monks have not created anything beautiful in the world. Nothing has come out of them. They were wastages. They were not fertile soil. They proved impotent. All escape makes you more of a coward, impotent. And the more you escape, the more you want to escape. All escape is suicidal. Then what do I mean? Am I saying to you, never be alone? No, not at all. But I am saying that never be lonely. Aloneness comes out of the richness that you have learned through relationships. Out of many relationships, of many dimensions, many qualities. Being with a mother, being with a father, being with a friend, being with a brother, sister, being with a wife, being with a beloved, lover, with friends, with enemies. Being with is the world. And one has to be in as many relationships as possible. Then you expand. Each relationship contributes something to your inner enrichment. The more you spread into people, the more you expand. You have a bigger soul. And you have a richer soul. Otherwise, you become impoverished. Now, psychoanalysts have been working hard on children who have not received their first and basic relationship, the relationship between the child and the mother. They shrink. These children are never normal. Somehow, the first urge to expand has not happened. The relationship between a child and the mother is the first entry into the world. You enter into the world with your mother's love. You enter into the world because you relate with your mother and you learn how to relate. The warmth that flows between the child and the mother is the first exchange of energies. It is tremendously sexual because all energy is sexual. The child is smiling, the mother is smiling, a tremendous energy is being exchanged. The mother cuddling the child, hugging the child, kissing the child. A great energy is being given to the child, and child is getting ready to respond. Sooner or later, the day will come, the child will hug the mother and kiss the mother. Now he is ripe. Not only ready to take, but ready to give also. That is his first learning. Then he will move with brothers and sisters and fathers and uncles. And the circle will become bigger and bigger and bigger, and in the school and in the college and in the university and then in the universe, one goes on. The more and more you relate, the more and more you are. The being is discovered through being related. Each relationship is a mirror. It shows a fragment of your being to you. It reflects something about yourself. When you have grown so much and expanded to the infinity, then the last relationship is with God. That is the last relationship. If you escape from relationship, as the so-called religious people do, they are doing something very absurd. They will not be able to relate with God because they have not learned how to relate. They have not learned how to move in relationship. And remember, to relate with God is the greatest dangerous relationship there is.